Westlock. For the first time since it was formed in January 1968, the Westlock Rotary Club will be led by co-presidents Brandy Wolfe and Todd Ducharme for the 2022-2023 Rotary year, which runs July 1, 2022, to June 30, 2023. The club's 2021-22 year, led by President Earl Siegel, officially ended June 23 with the traditional annual year-end steak barbecue supper held at the Westlock Community Hall. Siegel was presented with a plaque recognizing his year as president. During the evening, Wayne Pear, chair of the Westlock Foundation, spoke to club members and guests how the foundation was set up after the $8 million legacy left by the Albert and Florence Miller estate, and plans for the future of that group. Albert Miller was a charter member of the Westlock Rotary Club, and a member right up to his passing March 23, 2020, and was predeceased by Florence November 21, 2019. The couple truly lived up to the Rotary motto, service above self, giving back to the community and many, most often very quietly and certainly not looking for any special recognition. The Westlock Rotary Club has also been involved in many community projects, probably most notably the Rotary Trail and the Rotary Spirit Center, to name just two of the many other projects that they have helped with funding over the years. Rotary International is also recognizing a first this year as Jennifer Jones, a member of the Windsor, Roseland Club in Ontario, will be the first woman to be president of the Rotary International in its 106-year history. Les Dunford, Town and Country Today.com.